This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Online shopping is sometimes just browsing, really, right? A way to see what's out there before visiting an actual store. And until now, retailers haven't been able to connect those dots, find out what their online presence is actually getting them in the offline world, as in sales in a real store. Now comes Google with a way to make that happen and, oh, by the way, get a bigger payoff for itself, too, of course. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
Let's say I click on an online ad for yellow sandals. I resist them for a week, then head into the store and make a buy. This happens more often than you think.
Between 75 and 85% of all transactions are at least digitally influenced. So digital plays an incredibly important role in the shopping process.
Paula Rosenblum is with Retail Systems Research. Google claims its new tool can give retailers a better idea of just how much influence digital has. The search engine matches ad clicks on its site with credit card purchases made in stores. But, says Rosenblum,
will this actually give you a full understanding of that story? I don't think so.
Google relies on aggregated data and can't see an individual's name, what they bought exactly, and how much they spent. Mark Mahaney, an analyst with RBC Capital Markets, says the one who stands to benefit in the deal is Google.
The goal here is to get more offline retailers, more physical location providers, give them greater incentive to buy search ads on Google.
But all that puts shoppers at greater risk for identity theft. And then there's the whole privacy thing, says Mark Rotenberg. He's with the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
It's a slippery slope, you know, covered with ice and lubricant. I mean, the rate at which the online privacy is being diminished is beginning to accelerate.
And we barely have any left anyway. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.